Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and self-development. My name is Cynthia Mendes, and I am the host for the Natural Radio Show. And tonight's topic is going to be about defining the purpose you serve in any relationship that you develop over time. Okay? So the first thing I wanted to highlight is that when it comes down to relationships, you can actually divide it into three categories and then be able to label those relationships as either a liability or an asset to your life. So those three categories consist of, give me 1 second. It consists of you determining whether a person is going to be a part of your life for a lifetime, which is considered long-term, or are they going to be a part of your life on a seasonal base, whereas sometimes these types of people come in and out of your life, but, you know, some may come into your life when you may need them, and they're there, but they're not always there all the time. So these people are considered seasonal people. And then last thing, you have those short-term relationships that don't really last long. And sometimes the only purpose of the relationship is what you learn and grow from each one. Not to say that you don't grow from a seasonal or lifetime relationship, because you do. However, it is not as memorable as sharing a lifetime with someone, a long-term relationship with them, or a seasonal relationship that is valuable. Okay, so I wanted to start off with the long-term lifetime. I know a lot of times people could determine whether somebody's going to be a part of their life, either for a season and a reason, or sometimes it's going to be long-term or for a short period of time. And that's all based off of how they pick up the person's energy, what that person have to offer, whether it be just their profession. It could be good energy. It could be them just having a skill set and that person needing them for a, you know, maybe for a business or something of any sort, you know, just utilizing people in their life. And, you know, each person is winning on different levels. So when you have long-term relationships, there's more of an investment in, there's more an investment in a long-term relationship where both people reciprocate in each person's life, and it's more impactful and meaningful. And over a period of time, that relationship goes stronger and stronger and stronger based off of the meaning and development of, you know, what those people share together and what they experience and encounter along the way. A lot of times when there is long-term, when there's a long-term relationship, the people get to know their families, they know each other's family, they know the ins and outs, ups and downs of each person's life and what they went through. And I just say, if you have had a friendship or companionship or you've known someone for at least 10 years or more, that is a good and, you know, profound relationship that you have with that person or develop with that person, and that's something to honor and value, okay? Because that person could have experienced, you know, you having your first child, or you getting married for the first time, or even when you experience death in a family, that person is there for you, you know, and, you know, they are able to share, you know, conversations with you, relationships and everything, and, you know, all of the things that they go through, and it's like you experience what they experience and they experience what you experience, but it's usually like y'all live through each other vicariously based off of, you know, what y'all go through and the changes and the growth that y'all go through over time. Okay, so that's one aspect of a lifetime where it involves a long-term investment. Sometimes it could also be the person investing in a person financially because they know that that person is good at a career or they have a gift or something and that person wants to invest in another person or sponsor someone else because they feel that whatever that person has, it's, you know, as far as the talent is promising for the future, and this is why they will continue on a, you know, business relationship with someone on a long-term base. And then as I talked about loyal companionship, like friendships, people who are loyal to each other, you know, through thick and thin, these are long-term and lifetime relationships where you have your day one person, you know, that has always been with you from the end of times. And then those long-term relationships, for example, parenting, that's something that's going to always be some, you know, long-term until death do you part, as far as, you know, taking care of children and, you know, you being a part of each other's life. Some people put a number on it and say, oh, well, I'm going to be parenting until the children turn 21 years old and plus, you know, but you're always parenting that child from the day they are born to the day you are passing on, you know, to the next life, you know. So that's something how you can classify a lifetime relationship, and based off of a person's loyalty, a person's level of commitment, how much they value the communication and relationship that you have, you can determine whether it's going to be long-term or lifetime. And sometimes people want to have short-term people in their life for a lifetime, and it's not. This may be a seasonal person in your life that's not meant to be a part of your life for a lifetime or long-term. Okay, so now that I talked about lifetime relationships, let me get to the fact of seasonal relationships. So seasonal relationships, as I said before, these are the type of people that come into your life for the purpose of even giving you a gift, to give you something. It could be a message. It could be something that's going to either require a breakthrough or to help push you to the next level of your life. It could be something that they need to teach you, you know, and they come into your life for that purpose, just for that purpose, and for you to learn from it and to grow so that way you can elevate yourself. And sometimes seasonal people come into your life to help awaken you, you know, either help awaken you to self-love, awaken you to self-love and new consciousness. They can also do that as well. Seasonal people, for example, is also college students, where they all develop a friendship, you know, throughout school, and sometimes it just stops there and everyone go their separate way into their careers. So these are seasonal people just as much as the workplace is seasonal people. You develop relationships, and once that relationship has ended, as far as like your position with the company or whatever, everyone moves on, you know, but they understand that, you know, this person was their previous coworker and things of that sort. So they're seasonal because when you have, let's go back a little bit to college students. College students, y'all all working together, y'all studying together, y'all go through the motions of, you know, having to stay up late to take midterms, final exams, you know, finishing projects, y'all doing all of these things together. And towards the end, you know, once you graduate, like I said, everybody goes their separate ways. And, you know, that's the reality. Now, fast forward to workplace people, you know, you could be on a job for 5, 10, 15 years and you know the person. It's good that you develop a co-working relationship with the person. And usually you may have, you know, develop a friendship with them, because there's different stages of friendship. You have an acquaintance, then you have a friendship, and then you have those loyal best friends, you know, people that's going to always be a part of your life no matter what y'all go through, okay? Seasonal people can also be that one person. You may not talk to them all the time, but when y'all call each other, it's like the vibe and the energy has never changed. It's like y'all, like whatever y'all stopped off at, y'all finish off at, and it just helps you to grow and strive, you know, in different periods of your life, even though you're not on the same journey. So that's good about seasonal relationships, is that, you know, there are growth spurts, okay, in, you know, the relationship that you have with the person. And then last thing, you have short-term relationships. And I wanted to highlight one relationship of all, a karmic relationship. And I know some people are like, what the hell is a karmic relationship? Karmic relationship consists of, you know how you with somebody and y'all both mirror each other, either y'all weaknesses or y'all strengths. And y'all just come into each other's life to teach each other a lesson. But sometimes it could be extremely uncomfortable, or sometimes it could just be a casual connection that you have with that person only to learn a valuable lesson that you may not like, okay? So with that being said, karmic relationships never really last because the people tend to not really get along with each other, and somewhere along the line, there will be a disconnect or discord in the relationship, okay? So karmic is more or less if you do something to the person that is unruly or unjust, just know that karma is going to come back just based off of what you're doing. It's like you're going to keep bouncing back off of each other in that karmic relationship. So it's like there's no peace because it's like you're walking on eggshells in that type of relationship. And you either come out learning a lesson from, you know, being in a nightmare or a disaster, or it could be a number of things, you know, as far as it being a short-term relationship. Okay, so last thing, well, another short-term relationship could also be a business relationship. Sometimes it could be a little tricky. Sometimes those business relationships could be long-term based off of what the investment entails, or sometimes it could be short-term to whereas two business people come together and all the person is doing is helping that person with the legal part of their business, helping them to do their business proposals, and they get paid in exchange, and they go about their business. Those are short-term relationships, okay? You know, that people, you know, develop over time and then lasting. When you get acquainted with someone, it's really short-term because you're just feeling that person vibe, that person's feeling your vibe, and you're just getting acquainted with the person. You don't know in detail who and what this person is about, but you know of this person, and you know you may have exchanged a few words, but those relationships are short term and then you move on with your life. Okay, so when it comes down to the importance of relationships, you must determine whether these people are going to be an asset, whereas they make deposits in your life, or are they a liability making withdrawals from your life? And it doesn't matter what category they are from. They could be a lifetime, long-term. They could be seasonal. They could be short-term. But you have to decide if this person, is this person an asset in your life? And I don't mean if the person is, you know, financially taking care of you, but you don't have a peace of mind. That's a liability in itself, because if it's draining you, then it's not uplifting you and it's not helping you to grow. It's delaying you, okay? So now a person that is an asset in your life, they will help to empower you, you know, and they, sometimes people will walk you through, you know, whatever it is that you need to go through, and then you got those types of people who don't feel like they should hold your hand through everything or your journey or whatever, and that's fine, but for people like that, they feel that they don't need to hold people's hand or guide them through, those are the type of people who they shouldn't be put in a position where they talk about the person and they not really offering any help. That's no good, okay? So if you're going to talk about the person, at least do something about it to help them rather than hurt them by talking about them and talking about what they are not doing or who they are not, okay? Another aspect is to determining your purpose in life and the people life and whom you encounter on your life journey. Determine your purpose. Really sit down and ask yourself, why is this person in my life? Whether you are co-parenting with each other, whether you are in a relationship, ask yourself, why am I in this person's life and why is this person in my life? What is the purpose? What is the end all, not end all be all, but what is the end result? What is the whole gist of this? And is it promising? Is it something that's just said on a surface, but really in reality it's not going to happen? So in other words, what I'm saying, if you're co-parenting, okay, that's the reality. You're parenting a child, okay? And then when you realize what's the end result, you know, the child getting older and, you know, going to college, that's ideal, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, what purpose do y'all serve in each other's life as the mother and as the father? You know, like, and then just, you know, being two co-parents, like, what is the purpose other than those two roles? You know, so basically what I'm saying is that sometimes those types of relationships need to, be defined, and it need to be purposeful, you know, and it should have some type of validity. And I'm just using that as an example hypothetically. And for people who are just in general relationships, like, ask yourself, why is this person in my life? And, you know, are they an asset? Are they a liability? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? These are questions that you need to ask yourself. And it is okay to ask yourself these questions. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Is this person an asset or a liability? Are they draining me more than they depositing into my life and helping me to grow and inspire me? You know, not to say that people need to be the reason and cause of your happiness. No, you need to find your own happiness and self-love within yourself, and don't expect no one to validate that love that you should have for yourself, or be looking for happiness or someone to make you happy, because that's setting yourself up for failure and disappointment when you leave your happiness in the hands of someone else, especially your self-worth. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines. 347, you on air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm catching the tail end of your broadcast. What exactly time did you start? I heard a little bit about the relationships, but what exactly the time did you start?
9:30.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah, from what I'm hearing concerning the relationships, I think that the defining purpose you serve in any relationship is to be a solid foundation on both sides, like a pillar for both of you that you can rely on. That's the best, you know, that you could serve, and being yourself and being accepting of each other, who you are in that said relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
So I was trying to say that even in those categories, that the person could define whether that person is an asset or a liability in their life. You know, just based off of the deposits that the person make and withdrawals they make in a person's life, in those three categories.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I was at the last. Go ahead.
I just want to say you're doing a wonderful job. And I thank you for the consistency on the broadcast that you're doing. We know it's going to be from 9:30 to 10 from now on, right?
No, it's not. It's just that I started late today. That's all. It was a
okay.
late day.
All right.
So usually it starts at 9. All right. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
All righty. Thank you for coming on
the
show.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back. I'll be back on next time.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so we had a caller come in on tonight. So the last thing I wanted to say before the show ends is that if it's causing you your peace of mind, then say to yourself that you can't keep affording the distraction or can't afford the withdrawals that the people make in your life as a liability. Okay, so you should have the mindset that you want to win and you want the other person to win in your life, and you determine what can you do to be an asset in someone else's life other than a person being an asset in your own life. So this is how you define the purpose you serve in any type of relationship that you develop, be it coworker relationship, friendship. It can be a marriage, a union, you know, always find out what is your purpose and what is that person's purpose in your life, you know, and then you move on with life. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the Naturelle Radio Show. You all have a wonderful night.
Thank you.